弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we learn the scriptures together.
我们今天晚上来查考主，我们的神是独一的主。
Tonight we will study the topic, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
我们来看申命记第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这是我们今天的读经的进度。
This is our according to our Bible reading schedule.
那这一章所提的内容非常重要。
And the content of this chapter is very important.
因为这是特别是以色列选民他们在进迦南地时候一定要一生持守的真理。
These are the truths that the Israelite people must keep for their entire lives.
我们如果先读第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
第一节说，这是主你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。第二。
2.
好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏主你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的。使你的日子得以长久。
Verses 1 and 2. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged.
这里特别提到说，摩西把神所吩咐的这些一切诫命律例呢，重申给百姓知道。
Moses is repeating all of the statutes and commandments to the people.
因为他们在旷野这四十年一起生活，他们所过的日子非常的简单。
They had been living a very simple life in the wilderness for the past 40 years.
所有的百姓都一起过日子。
All of the Israelites lived together.
每天领受神的恩典。
They received God's grace daily.
他们真的是完全跟外族人隔离的。
And they were really cut off from all of the other people.
虽然这当中曾经有一些外族人跟他们在一起，结果他们就被引诱去拜偶像，吃祭偶像之物了。
And when there were Gentiles that came among them, they were enticed to worship idols and to eat food sacrificed to idols.
那些守不住神命令的去拜偶像的都被击杀死了。
And those who were unable to keep the commandments of God were killed.
但是整体来说，他们基本上都是以色列人一起生活，一起就顺服营住火住的带领，他们没有机会跟其他人相处或者是过日子的。
But generally speaking, they were so separate from the people that they didn't have much opportunity to interact with other tribes or nations.
可是这样日子是短暂的，等到他们进了迦南地之后，他们就要过不一样的生活。
But this was only temporary because they were about to enter into a new life.
那这四十年其实神有一个很重要的目的，就是为了要训练他们。
God had a very important purpose for these 40 years, which was for training.
要知道，让他们知道说他们的内心到底是在想什么，他们到底真的是追求什么。
He wanted to understand what was truly in their hearts.
我们如果先看第八章的第二节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 2.
第八章第二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
你要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
所以这四十年经过这一系列的试炼之后，其实事实证明以色列百姓不堪一击的。
All of these tests and trials throughout these 40 years revealed that the Israelites were not that strong.
碰到什么事情不如意的就发怨言。
whenever they met with any troubles, they would complain.
那碰到引诱，可能就跟随人走了。
And when there's temptation, they would be led astray very easily.
那神的时候还没有到，所以他们就继续在旷野里面受精炼，神就利用各种机会来训练他们。
Because God's timing had not yet come, so they were continually refined in the wilderness.
重点是在旷野生了这个第二世代，就是新的世代。
And his purpose was to train the second generation.
因为第一个世代被苏联过二十岁以上的兵丁，神已经说过了，就剩下两个可以进入，其他的都一定要倒闭在旷野。
Of the first generation, God had already said that only the two spies. Who were over 20 years old, who were counted for battle, only all the rest of them had to die in the wilderness.
所以一定要神所讲的话都应验了，这些第一个世代陆陆续续都已经离开以后，新的世代在日子满足神就要带领他们过约旦河进迦南地。
As the first generation passed away, the second generation was gradually preparing itself to enter into the land of Canaan.
那这里特别提到说，神是要试炼他们，要他们要知道说他们内心到底有没有想要遵守神的诫命。
This chapter 8 verse 2 tells us that God wanted to know what was there in their heart, whether they would keep His commandments or not.
那现在他们已经来到约旦河的东岸已经这个应许地就在眼前，就差过约旦河之后，他们就可以承受这个土地为产业了。
And they were at the east of the Jordan, and the land was right before them. So, in a short period of time, they would be able to obtain this promised land.
所以当日子过了，就是神认为这个时候已经到了之后，神就要带他们进迦南地之去得那个应许的美地，然后这个就是真正的考验开始了。
As the time was ripe, God would allow them to enter into the land of Canaan, and then the real test would begin.
那就在摩西要离开这个世界以前，你看他在生命最后这两个月里面呢，就是把生命记里面这些重要的信息不厌其烦地跟以色列百姓一再重复强调一个重点。
In the last 2 months of Moses' life, he wasted no time to continue to reiterate the commandments of God.
那他就一直用一个字眼来强调，就说以色列啊，你要听。
He continues to repeat a phrase, "Hear, O Israel."
我们从第四章就开始看到这样的一个描述。
We can see this starting from chapter 4.
第四章的第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
以色列啊，以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入主你列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
Verse 1. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, and that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you.
他就在重复强调说以色列人，因为以色列人他们是特别的，他们这个名字有一个特殊的意义。
He uses the term Israel because this term has a special meaning.
以色列是神当初赐给雅各的新名字。
Israel is the new name that God gave to Jacob.
现在他们这一群雅各的后代，他们都成为以色列人。
Now all of the descendants of Jacob became Israelites.
那从一个人你看现在成为一大族。
From one man, they became a huge nation.
这完全都是神的恩典，照他的约实现的一个结果。
This is the result of God's covenant and His promise.
然后他就说，现在那个我吩咐你们的这些律例典章，你要谨守遵行，你才能够存活。
God tells them that you have to keep the word that I command you in order to live.
那我们再看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
摩西将以色列众人都召了来，对他们说：“以色列人啊，我今日晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，可以学习，谨守遵行。”
Verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your hearing today.That you may learn them and be careful to observe them."
第二节说，主我们的神在何烈山与我们立约。
2. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb.
第三节，这个约不是跟我们列祖立的了，乃是与我们今日在这里存活之人立的。
3. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive.
那我们就看到第五章，摩西他把当初在西乃山神颁布律法诫命的时候那个情景再重述一次，让这个新的世代可以知道。
In chapter 5, Moses repeats what happened at Mount Sinai, when the Ten Commandments were administered, so that the second generation was also aware.
神的这些律例诫命典章你要听。
They were to listen to the statutes and the judgments.
那可以学习，那谨守遵行。
And learn them and be careful to observe them.
那这个约，其实它最重要的就是这十条诫命。
The most important essence of the law is the Ten Commandments.
这个就是神给他的百姓啊，永远不变的法则。
And these are unchanging statutes.
这个也说明什么是神所喜悦的，什么是神所厌恶的。
It also allows us to understand what God likes and dislikes.
这个约哈，这个就是十条诫。
This covenant includes the Ten Commandments.
我们在读第三章的时候
，In chapter 3,
我们读到了当时候神跟百姓所说的这个话。
We see the words that the Lord spoke to His people.
就是这个诫命本身，神给他们的约哈非常重要。
Which is that the covenant that He has given to them is very important.
好，那在第五章讲到最后，他就我们现在来看第二十九节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 29.
五章二十九节。
5, verse 29.
这是他们当时候在西乃山下听到神的声音然后看到神这个荣耀的降临的时候，他们对他们所发的心声。
And these are, this is what they thought when they heard the Lord speaking on the mountain.
那神这样说。
This is what the Lord said.
二十九节，我愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我一切诫命，使他们和他们子孙永远得福。
29. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
这是神很期待以色列百姓他们都能够这样子敬畏他。
God wishes that His people always have a heart of fear.
因为他们当初在西乃山的时候，真的不敢再第二次听到神的声音了。
They were afraid to hear the voice of the Lord any longer.
真的是当他们经历了这个神威严的降临以后，他们感受到人真的是渺小、污秽、不配能够听到神的声音、见到神的形象。
When they heard the voice of the Lord, they realized how unworthy, how defiled they were in the presence of the Holy God.
所以神说，希望他们都能够永远存这样的心来敬畏他。
And therefore he said, oh, that these people always had a heart to fear me.
然后遵守神所一切的诫命。
That they would always keep my commandments.
那这样子使他们和他们的子孙就永远得福。
And then it would be well with them and their children forever.
那这个说明说，我们今天如果能够把神的他的吩咐把它实践出来，不但是我们自己，包括我们的后代子孙都蒙福，这个就是得福的秘诀。
The secret to receiving blessing is to always fear God, and this will bring blessing not only to us but to our descendants as well.
那这个去遵守神的命令就能够得福，他就一直强调的。
This is also something that God continues to emphasize.
看三十三节。
Let's look at verse 33.
主你们神所吩咐你们行的你们都要去行，使你们可以存活得福，并使你们日子在所要承受的地上得以长久。
33. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess.
那第六章就开始继续说。
Chapter 6 continues.
如果能够真的一生敬畏主，然后真的把神的命令看重，那么这个 世世代代都得到福气，然后而且能够一直承受这个土地为产业的。
With the promise that as long as they continue to keep the statutes and commandments of the Lord, then they and their sons and their grandsons will all be able to prolong their days in the promised land.
好，那我们现在再来看第六章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 3.
以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在流奶隐秘之地得以享福，人数极其增多。正如主你列祖的神所应许你的。
3. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey.
以色列啊，要听，要谨守遵行。
Hear, O Israel.
最后也是要能够得福。
And be careful to observe it in order to be blessed.
也是能够日子长久。
In order to prolong your days,
也是可以人数增多，就是可以繁衍众多，得到神的祝福了。
And to multiply greatly.
我们再看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
然后以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这样的一个宣告，在第六章第四节，这个、就你看，我们从第四章一直读下来，你就看到他一直重复的。在强调说，我们的神 是这样的，充满慈爱，充满应许。
So starting from chapter 4 and onwards, we see that continuously it describes how God is full of mercy and how He is faithful to His promises.
他这里强调说，我们的主神是独一的。
Our God is one.
因为他们进迦南地之后，那当地的居民他们有很多很多的偶像。
In the land of Canaan, they had a lot of idols.
那如果对所敬拜跟随的这位救主独一的真神没有清楚认识，进了迦南地之后，可能就跟随偶像去了。
Unless they had a clear understanding of the God that they worshipped, otherwise they might be confused by the different idols they see.
所以他就一直呼唤说：“你要听啊，要谨守遵行。”
Therefore, he continues to call to them to hear.
在第九章第一节也是这样子。
Chapter 9, verse 1, likewise.
我们再看第九章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 1.
以色列啊，你当听，今日要过约旦河，进去赶出比你强大的国民，得着广大的坚固、高得顶天的城邑。
Verse 1, Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven.
那他其实接下去所要强调是说，虽然这些国民他们很高大，有坚固的城邑，但是主要把胜利交给你们，所以你们一定可以承受这个土地为产业。
And even though the land was filled with fortified cities and great nations, but because God is with them, therefore they would be able to be victorious regardless.
是神为你们征战，把这些原住民把他们灭绝的。
It is God that fights for them to help them overcome their enemies.
你接下去你就要照主的吩咐然后谨守遵行诫命，不可以跟从他们的风俗去敬拜他们的偶像。
And therefore, they have to continue to hold steadfast to the Lord and not follow after their idols.
这个就一直重复，这个就是变成生命记很重要的一个主题。
This becomes a very important theme in the book of Deuteronomy.
再看第二十章。
Let's look at chapter 20.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。这是要去打仗的时候。
This is before they are going into battle.
祭司要这样说。
This is what the priest needs to say.
以色列人啊，你们当听啊！你们今日将要与仇敌征战，不要胆怯，不要惧怕战惊，也不要因他们惊恐。
Verse 3, and he shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid, and do not tremble or be terrified because of them.
第四，因为主你们的神是与你们同去的，要为你们与仇敌征战，拯救你们的。
For the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.
这个要面对这个仇敌要去征战，那个要听主是走在前头，他带领他的百姓出去征战，所以你不用害怕。
Because the Lord is the commander of their army, therefore they shall not fear when they are on the verge of battle.
他每一次的宣告说以色列你要听，他后面都有一个重要的信息是要百姓谨记在心的。
Each time he says, "Hear, O Israel," it follows with a very important message that they needed to put in their hearts.
我们现在再来看第二十七章。
Let's look at chapter 27.
第二十七章第九节。
27 verse 9.
二十七章第九节。
27 verse 9.
摩西和祭司利未人小于以色列众人说，以色列啊，你要默默静听，你今日成为主你神的百姓了。
Verse 9, then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, Take heed and listen, O Israel, this day you have become the people of the Lord your God.
第十节，所以要听从主你神的话，遵行他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
10. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes which I command you today.
神他现在透过摩西所宣告这些信息，他通常要他们听，后面他所说的都跟他们的生命有关系，跟他们的福祸有关的。
All of the messages that follow call to listen has to do with their blessing or their cursing.
那其中最关键的就是他们要了解现在这位说话宣告的主是独一的。
The most important is their understanding that this God who calls them to listen is one God.
所以申命记第六章从第四节以后这一段，以色列人包括现在的犹太人，他们每一天早晚哦，一定要这样子宣告祷告，一定要这样讲。
And therefore the current Jewish people will proclaim what is written in chapter 6 every morning and evening.
就是第六章的第四节。
And chapter 6 verse 4.
主，他说以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他们每天过这个信仰生活，背诵神的话语，这一句话一定要重述。
As they receive their religious education, they always memorize this verse.
那他们说，就是如果来得及，他们要临终以前，要死，要离开这个世界，也一定要再重述这一句话。
And if there's time before they pass away, they also will recite this verse.
就是主我们的神是独一的。
That the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这个就是今天这个神的选民哈，一定要持守住真理。
The people of God need to keep the truth of God.
这个要听，然后要记住。
They have to hear. They need to remember.
那要遵行，要谨守遵行。
They also need to keep the word of God.
那这样就可以存活，又可以得福。
Then they can live and they can be blessed.
那他们可以生养众多。
They will be able to greatly multiply.
那他们就世世代代能够得到神的这个应许。神的约永远不会废去。
And generation after generation will receive the promise of God, and this covenant will never be nullified.
那这个要听底下，当然接下去就有它的内容了。
So of course, after proclaiming that they should hear, there's the content that follows.
那一开始是说，今天我们所信仰这个对象，我们一定要搞清楚。
The first is that they need to know whom they worship.
这是独一的。
That they, the God that they worship is one.
我们今天如果看犹太人他们的信仰。
So if we observe the faith of the Jewish people,
他们很在意这个独一的真神。
They really care about the one true God.
那他们直到现在还在等候神的应许，就是这个弥赛亚救主要出现。
Even now they are waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
他们不愿意承认耶稣是基督。
And they cannot, they do not acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
因为他们眼睛似乎有一个帕子蒙着，他们还看不清楚的。
It seems like they have a veil over their eyes so that they cannot see.
就是被这个律法的这个帕子把它遮住了。
It is the veil of the law.
那是因为他们不愿意看到耶稣基督啊，他那个神性的部分。
Because they are unable to realize the divine nature of the Lord Jesus.
他们承认主耶稣是一个非常一个是非常，因为历史上存在过的人物，他们认为他是一个先知。
They acknowledge that Jesus Christ is a very amazing prophet that existed in history.
他所发生的事情没办法否认。
And they do not deny all of the things that happened.
但是他们就不愿意承认他就是这位受膏的啊，在先知跟律法里面所预告的这一位救主弥赛亚。
But they are unable to acknowledge that all of the law and the prophets actually point to this same man.
那其实这跟整个神的救赎的经纶有关系。
This all has to do with the salvation plan.
因为不到最后，他们真的不愿意承认的。
And they will not be able to acknowledge this fact until the very end.
也就是因为他们拒绝了，所以今天我们这些本来不是亚伯拉罕子孙的外邦人，我们才有机会来认识耶稣，得到主耶稣基督的恩典的。
It is also because they are unwilling to receive the Lord Jesus that we as Gentiles are able to receive the salvation of God.
因为自从神向摩西，应该是说神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候
，When God appeared to Abraham，
神以荣耀形象吸引亚伯拉罕
，He attracted Abraham with his glory，
跟他立约。
Gave him a covenant,
要建立一个国度
told him that he would establish his kingdom and give him descendants,
要给他土地
he would give him his land,
要给他们权柄
and also authority,
让他们在万民之上
they would be above all nations.
那这样的一个约以色列百姓就是亚伯拉罕后代他们继承下来他们相信
and this is a covenant that was inherited by his descendants.
那历史照着神的计划在进行。
The history continues to progress according to God's plan.
等到摩西的时代。
And during Moses's time.
神亲自向摩西显现。
God appeared personally to Moses.
宣告了他的属性。
He also proclaimed his divinity.
就是神他是自由拥有的。
That God is I am who I am.
所以神他的自我启示，其实让以后雅各、亚伯拉罕这些子孙，他们可以明白说，现在这位神为什么特殊
？And therefore, through these proclamations of God, all of the descendants of Jacob also understand why the God that they worship is special.
出埃及记三章十四节，神向摩西宣告这句话：“我是自由拥有的。”
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 14, God tells Moses, I am who I am.
那其实已经在宣告主就是独一的。
This also means that God is the only.
他是自己有，永远有，就是他是就是没有办法有其他的跟他相比的。
The only God that exists and there is no other.
那这样的一个宣告那以色列百姓他们也亲眼目睹神的作为。
And the Israelites also personally witnessed the works of God.
那等到多年之后，在西乃山，神亲自向他们显现。
Then on Mount Sinai, God personally appeared to His people.
然后神，你看他在宣告十诫的时候，他自我这样说。
When He was proclaiming the Ten Commandments, God also said.
我们看一下出埃及记二十章。
In Exodus chapter 20.
这是神他的自我宣告，如果没有神这样说，我们其实人根本不可能认识神的。
Unless God reveals Himself to us, otherwise we have no way of understanding God.
第二节
，Verse 2，
我是主你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
Verse 2， I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
然后我们如果看第三节。
Verse 3.
不可跪拜那些像，不可侍奉他，因为我主你的神是祭邪的神。
Verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me.
我主你的神是祭邪的，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Verse 5. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
第六节说，爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他发慈悲，直到千代。
6. But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
神他是这样子宣告
God proclaims.
如果是以我们人间智慧，我们说去选择，然后去这样子研究，你根本不可能能够知道神他这样子的属性。
God proclaims this about ourselves, himself, and we cannot understand God simply by doing our own research.
所以有关我们今天所敬拜的神，一定是来自于他自我的宣告启示，否则人绝对不可知道。
So unless God had told us about His divine nature and His characteristics, otherwise we would not be able to understand God at all.
因为当时候迦南地已经充满偶像。各种假神。
There were plenty of false gods in the land of Canaan at that time.
那埃及更是多神的。
And the same was with the land of Egypt.
那这个善恶怎么来？这个在人间的历史里面已经争论多久？就是说，到底是怎么一回事？这个整个世界，这一切的这些开头是从哪里来？就很多争论的。
And there have been debates throughout the ages of where good and evil existed or started to exist and how this entire world came to be.
因为在以色列百姓出现以前，你看那个从挪亚之后的这个世代里面，已经衍生出多少错误的那个神观了。
There have been many wrong concepts regarding God throughout history.
因为我们了解在这个世界里面。除了这个眼看见的这个物质之外，还有那个看不见的灵界。
We know that besides this material world, there's also the spiritual world.
那这看不见的灵界，在以弗所书第二章里面就说，空中掌权者的首领。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it speaks of the principalities of the air.
我们看以弗所书二章的第二节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
今世的风俗。其实是由空中掌权者的首领在主导的。
So all of the courses of this world are according to the prince of the power of the air.
那这个空中掌权的他就是今天在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And this is the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience.
那如果这个空中掌权者在人的心中运行的结果，人就是放纵情欲的。
The result of being filled with the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience is to indulge in the lusts of the flesh.
然后接下去就是随着肉体跟心中所喜好的去行，就是根本不会去管什么神不神的事啊。
And to fulfill the desires of the flesh and of the mind, meaning that they disregard whether or not there is a God.
我想要的我就去做。
I just do what I want to do.
那自己就是标准，他就不会去管说有没有神。
And then ourselves become our own standards.
那这样的结果，这样的人，圣经说叫做可怒之子。
And God says that these people are sons of disobedience, sons of wrath.
因为他接下去。人虽然不承认有神，但是神的存在是事实，不会因为人的否定而消失啊。
God will not cease to exist simply because people deny that he exists.
人就算否定，但是最后一定会面对一个事实，就是神会施行审判。这个神的存在是你会自己经历到。
We will experience God's existence on the judgment day.
那所以那个当时候在不管在埃及在迦南地。多少人他们有错误的神观，他们认为这个神就是人可以掌握的。
In the land of Canaan and in the land of Egypt, there are many people who thought that they could create their own gods.
其实偶像的崇拜有一个特质。
There is a common factor between all types of
idolatry. 就是说，我想要他怎样，他就要听我指挥了。
Which is that humans like to tell the gods what to do.
我们今天许多人拜神，他基本上。都存在一个心态，就是我要跟他做利益交换。
And there's many people worship gods in order to receive benefits.
那我想要这样子，这个神就要来回应，就是来满足我的需求嘛。
And if I want this to happen, then this God has to fulfill it for me.
那所以其实偶像崇拜已经在说明人基本上是想要扮演神的角色。
So idolatry actually has turned into humans wanting to play the role of God.
那人想要掌握自己的命运的。
That humans want to be in control of our own destiny.
但是问题就是又有些灵界的，就是物质之外的，我们是看不到。
But the problem is there are many spiritual things that we don't see.
那现在人他事实上是受到了这个空中掌权者这个邪灵的迷惑，所以用人的想象。 去创造出很多所谓的神明。
And therefore, because of the deception of the prince of the power of the air, so humans use their own imagination to create different deities.
那这个当中其实是在灵界里面的迷惑，是因为不认识神，也不知道有独一的真神。
This comes from spiritual deception and not knowing that there is just one true God.
那我们在读历史的时候，我们会有一个疑问。
When we read the history books, we might have a doubt.
当初不是挪亚出方舟之后，所有的我们现在后代的人都是挪亚的三个儿子所传给的后代吗？
Is after Noah's flood, wasn't everybody the descendant of Noah?
他们至少挪亚他的三个儿子，他们当时那八个人，他们亲眼看到神是如何来审判一切，然后用洪水灭了当时的世代啊。
All of the descendants of Noah, his three sons, witnessed for themselves God's judgment on the world.
那他们出了方舟之后，他们看到天上所出现的彩虹啊。
When they came out of the ark, they saw the rainbow.
那这个就是神跟人立约的证据，挂在天上的。
Which is the sign of the covenant that God had with His people.
那个彩虹就是神恩典的记号。
It is a sign of God's mercy.
那这个就是今天让我们每次下雨完之后，我们都看到一个现象。
Every time it rains, we see this reminder.
就会记住神他所说过的话。
A reminder of God's words.
他说以后不会再用洪水像挪亚那个时代来全面性的毁灭所有的人。
That he will never again use a great flood to destroy all the people from the face of the earth.
这个彩虹就是一个恩典，就是一个约。
So this covenant, or this rainbow, was a covenant.
那当时候他们所有的人都承认这是独一的神，这是神，他是轻慢不得的，他会审判一切的。
And at that time, all peoples in the world acknowledged that God cannot be mocked and that He will judge the entire world.
可是等到这个世代一代一代传下去之后，这个最后这个这样的一个独一的神，而且是公义又慈爱的神，似乎在挪亚的后代子孙当中就消失了。
But generation after generation, we see that this concept of this merciful and righteous God started to disappear from the minds of the people.
那这当中有一个圣经特别写了一句话，我们要注意的。
The Bible says one thing that we need to pay special attention to.
看创世纪。
Genesis.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
创世纪第八章。
In Genesis chapter 8.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
创世纪八章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 21.
是挪亚他献祭啊。
This is when Noah was offering a sacrifice.
那挪亚会知道要怎么献祭，这一定是从他前面的祖先留下来的。
Noah knowing how to make a sacrifice was passed down from his ancestors.
那神也亲自指示他什么是那个洁净的牲畜可以献祭的。
God had also told him what were clean animals that he was allowed to sacrifice.
进方舟以前，神就已经特别把那些神自己带来的那个可以献祭的洁净的牲畜都是七对的，七公七母进方舟。
God had personally called the animals, the clean animals, to come in pairs of seven.
反正挪亚现在出方舟，他看到有七公七母的。他就知道说这是可以用来献祭的。
And so when he saw seven pairs of this same type of animal, Noah would know that these were clean animals.
挪亚出方舟第一件事情，筑坛献祭。
So, when he exited the ark, he built an altar.
好，那第二十一节说，主闻那馨香之气，心里就说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地。啊，刮胡特别说，人从小时心里就怀着恶念。啊、也不再按着我才行的、啊、灭各样的活物了。
Verse 21, And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.、啊、
虽然人从小时候心里就怀着恶念。
Man's imagination is evil from his youth.
就是人哦，你看自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他就存了一个顽梗悖逆不服的心了。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned, the human hearts have been filled with rebellion.
不服就是说，他现在 对神的绝对权柄不服。
Rebellion against God's absolute authority.
那这个 也说明今天为什么我们人、啊、从小、啊、你不要教他，他一定会变坏。
And this is why when a child is not trained when he is young, he will definitely go astray.
他不会变好的。
He will not automatically become good unless you teach him.
不然他就会顺着他的情欲，他心中所喜好去行。
Otherwise, a child will naturally do according to what his heart desires.
我们今天要节制我们的心，说，哎，这个事情不可以做，因为我的父母亲告诉我不可以做。如果没有顺服的心，他不愿意，他不可能，他就想说，我为什么要听你的？
Unless a child has a heart of submission, otherwise they will not want to listen to their parents.
所以就变成说，以后挪亚的后代子孙，如果没有好好的教导他们，他们很自然的就会走上以前败坏的那个世代的样子去。
And therefore, unless the descendants of Noah diligently taught their children, otherwise, naturally, the descendants will become as evil as their forefathers.
这也是一样，今天在我们的教会里面，在我们的家庭里面，我们如果没有从小去教导我们的孩子要怎么敬畏神，要遵守神的诫命，很自然的这个信仰传不下去的。
Naturally, in church, if we are unable to diligently teach our children to keep God's commandments, then they will also not be able to keep the faith.
独一的主，我们的神是独一的。
The Lord our God is one.
这是绝对的。
This is absolute.
也就是说，没有任何另外一个什么东西可以跟神同等。
This means that there is nothing that ranks equally with God.
他的独一表现在他是我是我是。
And his oneness is exhibited in the fact that he is the I am.
他不是受造的，他是造物的主。
He is not the created, but the creator.
他是永远存在。
He exists forever.
他是超越时间空间的。
He surpasses time and space.
他是公义又圣洁。
He is righteous and he is
充满慈爱又怜悯。
And holy. He is also merciful.
他是全能、全知、全智的。
And he also is omnipotent, omniscient.
没有任何什么困难是他做不到的。
And there's nothing that he cannot do.
但是神也不会自我矛盾。
But God also does not contradict himself.
他永远都是我们没有办法完全了解的。
He is someone that we can never truly completely understand.
如果我们今天可以完全掌握神，我们就跟神一样厉害了。
If we could completely understand God, then we would be just like him.
所以我们人要一定要承认说，我们是带着肉体，我们有极限。
Therefore, as humans, we have to acknowledge that as flesh, we are limited.
现在这位神他自我宣告，他向他的百姓显明。
And God has revealed himself to his people.
所以你看，从挪亚那个时代，人心就已经充满了恶念了。
So starting from the beginning, people's hearts were filled with evil.
这个 evil， 我们如果想一想看 ，evil 是怎么一回事啊
？And what is evil？
用英文哈 ，evil。Evil 是那个 life 的颠倒、啊、不是吗？
Evil backwards is life.
L-I-V 不是生活吗？是生命啊！你把它倒着读就是 evil、啊。
So opposite the
哎，字母把它换过来啊。
If you
从后面开始读回来就是 evil 啊。
If you read it backwards, it is live.
所以生如果生命是从神来的，你把它倒过来，你不要承认这个神，你就是变成恶。
And so life comes from God. So if you don't want to acknowledge God, then this becomes evil.
那成为恶一定就是没有生命的。
And if you become evil, you do not have life.
所以当人犯罪以后，
So after people sinned,
其实就已经是在否定神，而且就是在质疑神的存在。
They continue to doubt God's existence.
那这个其实是被恶者迷惑的。
This is a deception of the evil one.
那也是因为离开了神。
And because they have departed from God.
所以从出方舟之后。
Therefore, after they departed from the ark.
我们就看到说，这个信仰一代一代要传下去，越来越困难。
It was difficult to keep the faith throughout the generations.
等到挪亚等到从挪亚之后，等到亚伯拉罕的时候。
All the way from Noah up to Abraham.
差不多十代而已啊。
This was only about 10 generations.
那到那个时候，到亚伯拉罕时代，他们已经不知道这位荣耀的神是谁了。
But by Abraham's generation, the people of the earth did not know who this glorious God was anymore.
亚伯拉罕原本所住的这个乌尔城，你看它充满偶像。
The city of Ur was filled with idols.
所以我们有时候读圣经，读到这里，为什么会这样子？怎么从很清楚的神的那个独一的这个神的信仰？怎么到最后变成，就 充满偶像崇拜的一个思想了呢？
We might ask ourselves how it is possible to transition from knowing God and seeing God's works to completely not knowing God and becoming an idolater.
这是因为我们人从小，你看，今天只要离开神的人，从小心里就存着恶念。
And so if you depart from God, you will realize that a man's imagination is evil from his youth.
那这当中就说明，今天做父母亲这一代，如果在教养儿女的信仰上一疏忽，你这个信仰可能就走样，就传不下去，或者是走向不同的方向走了。
This tells us that if parents are unable to teach their children in the faith adequately, then naturally the faith will not be able to continue.
那等到亚伯拉罕的时代，神亲自向他显现。
And during Abraham's time, God appeared to Abraham himself.
再一次的，神自我宣告显明。
And then he told Abraham who he was.
因为神的计划不会被拦阻。
God's plan will not be obstructed.
到摩西的时代，神宣告他的名。
During Moses' time, God also proclaimed his name.
现在到以色列百姓要进迦南地去建立国度以前，特别跟他讲到这件事情。
Now, before the Israelites were about to enter into the land of Canaan, God also emphasizes the same point.
主，我们的神是独一的。
That the Lord our God is one.
而且是独一的主，因为今天我们有人要了解，我们是受造的。
God is our Lord because we are His creation.
我们需要有一个主来给我们标准。
We need a Lord to give us our principles.
我们需要有一个主来引导我们的生活。
We need a Lord to guide our lives.
然后来祝福我们，我们才有办法克服这种种的困难。
And to bless us in order to help us overcome all the difficulties in life.
所以从历代以来，我们就知道说，哎，这个独一的神的这观念其实受到很大的冲击的。
And so we see that.The concept of the one true God is challenged over and over again.
神，摩西也知道说，等到进入迦南地之后，他们这个独一的神的这个概念一定会遇到很大的冲击，就是迦南人他们偶像崇拜所遇到的这个冲突。
Moses knew that as soon as they entered into the land of Canaan, this concept of the one true God will be challenged.
我们今天真教会主的门徒，我们。领受了一个非常重要的启示，就是我们所敬拜的神是独一的，是独一的神。
As members of the true church, we have been blessed with this understanding that the God that we worship is one.
我们不承认，也不相信说有所谓的三一神这样的概念。
We do not acknowledge that there is a three and one God.
因为这样的一个宣告神观是。偏离圣经里面使徒他们当初最原始的福音 的这个教义。
This concept of Trinity is actually is divergent from what the apostles preached at the very beginning.
那也是因为这样的一个对神观的混淆，所以对犹太人来说，他们很难接受现在所谓主流的基督教思想的有关的神观的部分。
It is also because of this concept of Trinity that is in mainstream Christianity that prevents Jewish people from accepting that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
但是对我们今天真教会的弟兄姐妹，我们要去传福音的时候，我们要去跟犹太人介绍独一神的时候，有一个大障碍，就是我们要怎么让他们了解耶稣是基督。
One of the biggest obstacles in preaching to those who are of Jewish background is to explain how Jesus is the Christ.
其实我们面临一样的问题。
We meet with the same problems.
就是说要去传递福音的时候，第一个关卡一定是我们所敬拜的对象。
Because whenever or whoever we preach to, the first question will be the who we worship.
今天这个独一的神，我们。非常重要的一个关键就是要领受应许的圣灵。
And in order to receive and understand the true God that we worship, we need to receive the Holy Spirit.
其实我们如果读新约圣经里面有关于神观的部分，我们会很清楚知道主耶稣基督他就是这个道成肉身的真神。
When we study the concept of the Godhead in the New Testament, we will come to the conclusion, to the strong conclusion that God.Jesus is God in flesh.
当主他自己宣告他是神的儿子的时候，事实上是因着救赎的目的而一定要这样宣告。
When Jesus proclaims himself as the Son of God, he does so with the salvation plan in mind.
因为他是为了我们的缘故来到人间。
He came into this world for our sake.
他要让我们了解怎样才能说成为神的儿子。
And he teaches us how to become sons of God.
要借着他才有办法解决这个罪的问题的。
We have to resolve our problem of sin through Jesus Christ.
这个独一的神其实里面是有内涵的。
There is a lot of content to this one true God.
我们看看回来六章的《申命记》第六章第五节。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
六章五节。
6 verse 5.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
我今日啊，第六节所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Six, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
第七节。
Seven.
要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
第八节说，要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
Eight, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
第九，写在你房屋的门框上，你的城门上。
Nine, you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
这一段，他说你要做的事情，因为如果我们以中文圣经来看，他都告诉说，接下来是一个行动，你应该要这样做。
This section tells us many actions that we need to do.
要听的重点是主我们的神是独一的。
They need to hear that the Lord is one.
然后接下去要采取的行动。
And then they need to take action.
要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Take action in loving the Lord with all their heart, soul, and strength.
如这样的一个他的教导，他的内涵，如果以诗篇的话来说，其实我们就是不管什么时候，都要把神摆在我们的面前。
And this is echoed in the book of Psalms where the psalmist says that he always puts the Lord, he puts the Lord continually before him.
诗篇第十六篇说。
This is what it says in Psalm chapter 16.
我们之前在读诗篇的时候，我们也查考过这一篇的。
And this is a chapter that we studied before.
第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第十六篇第八节，我将主常摆在我面前。因他在我的右边，我便不致摇动。
Eight, I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
第九，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Nine, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
今天不管我们在哪里，我们要时常把神摆在我们的面前。
No matter where we are, God should always be set before us.
就是说，我们要了解神。他超越时间，他空间，他跟我们一直同在的。
God transcends time and space, so He is always with us.
今天我们活着不是为自己的。
We live no longer for ourselves.
今天因为有神，他存留我们的生命，有主耶稣基督的救赎。
Because of God, He has preserved our lives and given us salvation.
我们需要凡事尊主为圣。
Therefore, we need to sanctify the Lord always.
知道说我们的神是忌邪的。
We also need to know that He is a jealous God.
就是说，当我们在心里面放任何的不管什么东西，包括我们自己，比神还重要的时候，其实我们就惹动神的嫉妒了。
Whenever we put anything, including ourselves, before God, then we are provoking the Lord to jealousy.
这是为什么以色列人要进迦南地以前，摩西一再的强调说你要小心。
And therefore, Moses tells the people to be careful time and again before they enter into the land of Canaan.
一定要把神摆在第一位。
God has to be number one.
那要尽心尽力爱主你的神。
They need to love the Lord their God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength.
这句话其实主耶稣后来说了。
God, the Lord Jesus Christ also says this.
今天我们的信仰如果真的是为了追求永生，
If our faith is truly for the purpose of eternal life,
这个宣告就是我们一生一世都要去做的。
Then this proclamation is something we need to do for our entire lives.
因为这个就是诫命跟先知律法的一切道德的总纲就在这里。
And this is the greatest commandment that summarizes all of the law and the prophets.
看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
第三十六节。
Verse 36.
二十二章三十六节，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？
36, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
主耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
37, Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
这是诫命中第一且是最大的。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
39说，其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
39, and the second is like it, You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
那这个就是在最开始在生命记六章里面神特别吩咐的。
This is what God says at the beginning of chapter 6 in Deuteronomy.
今天我们能够尽心尽力去爱主我们的神，这样的一个心智哦，很重要。
This determination to love the Lord our God is very important.
我们今天在这个世界生活，我们面临很多思想的冲击。
In our daily lives, we will be bombarded with different concepts.
特别是我们不要说异端的部分了。
Let's not even talk about heresies right now.
光是道德 的那个标准就 一再的 被挑战。
Even just something as simple as moral standards continues to be challenged.
现在已经不是只是罪恶的问题而已。
Now it is no longer just a question of whether or not something is sin.
现在是包括最初的我们人一开始受造的时候，我们的性别的问题，我们的婚姻家庭 的问题。
But now there are confused concepts about our genders and marriage.
这整个世界的潮流都在一直冲击我们本来觉得很正常、很自然生、天生就是这样子的。现在好像很多东西都不太一样。
All of these concepts are muddling our the things that we originally took as facts.
那这样的一个挑战，今天我们如果没有再重新回到主我们的神是独一的主这样一个有关于信仰对象的重新再确认，其实很容易就迷失了。
If we do not understand very clearly that the Lord is one, we will be easily lost in all this different kinds of thought.
要常常把主摆在我们的面前去想。
We need to set the Lord always before us.
那我们要留意保罗说有一句话。
We also need to remember what Paul said.
看哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
十一章第二节，我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Verse 2, For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
第三，我只怕你们的心或偏移邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
3, But I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
他特别强调说，今天，我们要常常去谨守我们的心，不要偏移邪，就是不要受到诱惑，然后去错认了我们所敬拜的这个独一的主。
We have to be careful not to be deceived, so that so that our understanding of the Lord our God becomes muddled.
我们现在是专属基督了，许配给他的。
We belong solely to Christ because we are betrothed to Him.
我们要一直存着一个非常纯一清洁的心。
Therefore, our hearts must be pure.
所以我们的思想不能够被污染。
Our minds must not be corrupted.
我们的主是独一的。
Our God is one.
他是自有拥有的神。
He is the.
他是灵。
He is the I am who I am. He is spirit and he is absolute.
他所说的话，我们要遵守。
His words we must heed.
我们就得生命。
Therefore, and then we will receive life.
我们就得福气。
We will receive blessing.
我们一定得到天国的永生。
And we will definitely receive the eternal life.
不但我们自己得到，也包括我们的后代子孙都要世世代代来承继这样的一个永远的生命。
Not only will we receive it, but our descendants will also be able to inherit this eternal life.
我们的主是独一的。
Our Lord is one.
我们最后看诗篇119篇。
Let's lastly turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
119篇，我们请来读14节。
Verse 14.
119篇14节。
Psalm 119, verse 14.
我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦一切的财物。我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路。我要在你的律例中自乐，不忘记你的话。
Verses 14 to 16. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
愿我们都不忘记神他的话语。
May we never forget the word of God.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
第九首。
Number 9.